It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. We've got recommendations from VPR Art Hounds in just a few minutes, but first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. Poetry Out Loud is a national competition for high school students, which calls on them to memorize and recite great works of poetry. This year's state champion is Sam Boudreaux, a junior at Bellows Free Academy in St. Albans. He was one of 5,000 Vermont students who took part in this year's program. Boudreaux will now advance to the national finals in Washington, D.C. at the end of April. Sam Boudreaux joins us in our Colchester studios. Sam, congratulations and welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So tell us a little bit about the poems that helped you win these championships.
Yeah, so I had two fairly longer poems, Request for Toy Piano by Tony Hoagland, The Empty Dance Shoes by Cornelius Eady, and I Hear America Singing by Walt Whitman.
How are the poems that you read selected? Do you choose them or are you given the poems?
The National Poetry Foundation chooses them, and then I choose them from a list that they provide. It's a quite extensive list of probably 100 to 200 poems, so I get to choose three of those poems out of the 150, 200 that they choose for us.
Now, the poem that actually clinched the championship for you was the Walt Whitman poem.
Yep.
Can you tell us, why do you like this poem?
Well, I especially love it because of the individuality that Walt Whitman really expresses throughout the poem, and the ending of the poem I find to be really gripping and kind of, I love building the momentum up to the end, so.
Well, we'd love to hear some of that. Can you recite for us the ending there of Walt Whitman's I Hear America Singing?
Yep. The woodcutter's song, the plowboy's on his way in the morning, or at noon intermission, or at sundown. The delicious singing of the mother, or of the young wife at work, or of the girl sewing or washing. Each singing what belongs to him or her, and to none else. The day what belongs to the day. At night, the party of young fellows, robust, friendly, singing with open mouths their strong and melodious songs.
Sam Boudreaux there with an excerpt from Walt Whitman's poem, I Hear America Singing, the poem that helped him win the Poetry Out Loud State Championship. What are the judges looking for in your delivery and your recitation of these poems?
Yeah, we're judged on quite a few things. We're judged on dramatic gestures, so like what you do with your hands and your face, the enunciation of your words, as well as the longevity of the poem and the difficulty of the poem, and if you get everything correct, the accuracy.
Where does your interest in poetry come from?
I love the fact that I'm able to connect with the audience when I get up on stage and I can express myself through these poems, and the audience I feel as though can really feel that connection. And I just love getting up there and voicing what I have.
You know, there seems to me to have been a turnaround in the popularity of poetry, especially among young people. Why do you think that is?
I would have to say it's just one of those kind of lost arts that no one really thinks about anymore, but it's becoming more popular, like with poetry slams, because I feel like we're finding something new again. And there have been so many different recitations and people are able to interpret poems differently. And it's becoming more of like an individual sport of you expressing your individuality through poems. And I think people are really finding benefits to that, especially young people who may be having difficulties with their life, you know? So I think that that's really important for young people to do. And I'm glad that it's gaining momentum, the Poetry Foundation and the organization and the overall topic.
I'm curious how developing this understanding of poetry has benefited you.
Mm-hmm.
What have you gotten out of this?
Well, I've obviously gotten out of stage performance, how to perform on stage, as well as how to interpret another's words. You know, with AP exams and various other works, you can kind of interpret things and you can write all you want about them. But in the end, it is your own opinion and how you think about a piece of work, a piece of literature. And for me, I've just found analyzing someone else's words to be soothing, to be fun, to be relaxing. And I've enjoyed kind of giving my own flair to another person's work of art.
You do have yourself a certain theatrical flair, and I'm wondering, do you have any plans to follow dramatic arts out of high school?
No, I actually plan to go into business, human resource management.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
You're a smart guy.
Yeah, but definitely my free time. I mean, I'll join community theaters or whatever I can do. Any poetry slams, I'd definitely get involved.
Okay. And Washington, I bet you're really looking forward to.
Oh, yeah. I'm pumped. Really excited. I can't wait. I have a lot of people supporting me here in Vermont and in my school and at home, so I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Sam Boudreau is a junior at Bellows Free Academy and this year's Poetry Out Loud Vermont State Champion. He'll be participating in the national finals in Washington, D.C., April 29th and 30th. You can view the Vermont competitions at the Vermont Arts Council website. For more information, you can go to vpr.net. Sam Boudreau, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Neil.
Our theme music for the Weekly Conversation on the Arts is written and performed by Donald Harrison.